I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
So a Pennsylvania guy sued a bar after he got all drunk and fell off the bar stool. And this guy claims he should be able to collect thousands of dollars because the bartenders at Ziggy's Hotel should have cut him off. This is a 57-year-old guy. He's no novice when it comes to drinking. He said bartenders just kept serving him the shots and the liquor, even though he was noticeably drunk. This guy spent 4 hours drinking at this establishment and eventually tumbled off the stool at Ziggy's, and he hurt his right shoulder so badly he needed to have an operation. And he claims he's got a permanent disability out of falling off their bar stool. His attorney says they kept giving him drinks. You're not supposed to feed people so much booze they fall off a bar stool. This knucklehead's looking for $30,000.
Please. I got drunk for you. This goes back to Thursday in downtown Memphis at the Barbecue Fest. I bet the Barbecue Fest in Memphis.
Oh, that's got to be good.
It's got to be good. It's got to be good. I'm sure the food is great. But this guy, I think, had more beer than food. And so he passed out on the trunk of a car. And this couple, Carl and his wife, were leaving the Barbecue Fest Thursday night in downtown Memphis. They'd backed their car into a parking space. And she says, we came down the aisle, walked right to the car, opened it up on both sides, and got in. It was dark out, and Carl's sunshade was up in the windshield, you know, like to block in the hot sun from coming into the car. So we couldn't see what was on the trunk. We driving down the road. We make it down the road about 14 miles and get pulled over. Officer come up and says, are you aware there's a body on your trunk? It didn't register. The cop says, says it again. He goes, I'm not messing with you. There's a body on your trunk. So we get out, we walk around, and sure enough, there he is, still unconscious, lying on the trunk.
So they were driving with this guy in the trunk?
They had driven 14 miles, unaware that there's a guy sleeping on a 14-inch wide trunk on the back of the car. She says, I have no explanation other than how he stayed on there, other than the little lip on the trunk must have saved his life. The officer had to wake the guy up. They said he was so drunk he started to stumble into the traffic, and an officer had to grab him. The officer there, they said they have no idea how the guy stayed on the trunk for 14 miles. Like a 14-inch wide trunk on a
little
car.
They had to have been going, they had to have been in a 35 or a 25, right?
This is the interstate.
They were on the freeway?
Memphis interstate. The man was put into the cruiser, and nobody's heard, the update since.
I suppose if his body is perfectly still and evenly distributed, it's possible, huh?
Maybe he dug his fingers into, underneath the thing as he kind of, cuddles up and kind of.
Yeah. All right. Last stop, Florida. 44-year-old Dave. Dave's got the ZZ Top beard. I can tell because I'm looking at his mugshot right now. And Dave loves to play his music loud. Well, the neighbors, they don't like Dave's music being that loud. And they've complained to Dave several times. Dave, turn down your music. They call him, they knock on his door, and all that kind of stuff. Well, a couple days ago was the last straw. The neighbor came over and told Dave, Dave, this is it. Turn it down, or we are calling the police.
Your Miley Cyrus Malibu is too loud.
Well, Dave, in his big old ZZ Top beard, would not turn down the music. He kept blaring that thing. So the neighbors called the police. And the cops went to Dave's house, and they said, Dave, You gotta turn that music down. Well, that made Dave mad. That made Dave really mad. The cops left, and that was it for Dave. He blew his stack. And the neighbors were watching this whole thing. They saw what Dave did after the cops left. Because, they're going to peek out the window. They're going to look when the cops are over there talking to Dave. They want to see how all that's going down.
They take his speakers.
Well, the cops leave. And then Dave marches out of his house. And he walks into the street. And he walks right in front of the neighbor's mailbox. And he pulls his pants down. And he points his middle finger at them. And listen to this. 44-year-old Dave urinates in their mailbox. For a middle-aged guy to be able to pee up into the mailbox.
A stream like that?
That's more impressive than any stream we put up at KISM.com. This 44-year-old guy, Dave, he's streaming like a 24-year-old.
Oh, he's got the Flomax going.
Well, yeah. But now he's peeing behind bars because that's where they put him after he did that.